from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by news from across Indonesia. Today in history, My Indonesia, news in brief. We continue Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, and to conclude our program for today, we present you Music Corner. That was our program summary for today over at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Dandub music has a place in the heart of international community. Preparation for 18 Asian Games carry out well. Now the news in detail. The Creative Economy Agency Backrap continues to introduce Dandut to a wider market through a special program Hello Dandut at the 2018 Papillon Archipelago South by Southwest SXSW to be held on March 8 until 17, 2019. SXSW is the largest creative and technological art festival in the world, routinely held in Austin, Texas, the United States of America, every year. The previous Hello Dandut program was successfully realized by Backrap during an independent music festival in the Synchronize 2017, which featured duet rockers Andy Reeve and Dandut singer Eri Susan. For the Hello Dandut program, Backrap in particular collaborated with Irama Nusantara, an active gathering of music in Indonesia. On Tuesday, July 26, 2018, in Jakarta, one of the founders of Irama Nusantara, David Tarigan, discussed that Dandut music is currently quite popular and has its own place in the hearts of international community. Therefore, he is trying to introduce Dandut to the international community with special measures, one of them through SNX SW 2019. David Tarigan added, currently a small part of US community has already been familiar with Dandut music as original music of Indonesia. However, the percentage is still quite small because it is less than 10% of the total US citizens. The Hello Dandut program at the SXSW 2019 can be an effective way to introduce Dandut music to the international community because the characteristics of the SXSW visitors are people who are very open to new and unique things. SXSW is also known as a festival that always displays the music alternate music from various countries in the world. Chairman of the Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia in Ascot, Erick Thohir in Jakarta on Friday reported to the chief of the Asian Games Steering Committee, who is also concurrently Vice President of Indonesia, Yusuf Kalla, various preparations that had been already carried out ahead of the 2018 Asian Games. The preparation include the athletes, the venue, as well as a number of supporting facilities. To the press, Erick Thohir said that the whole preparation have run well. The cooperation with the regional governments has also taken place well.
Pemerintah daerah sudah dukung penuh.
The regional governments support fully. Take for example the Torch Valley or the Torch Parade, where the regional leaders are really very helpful with the activity. Because we as the organizing committee of the Asian Games cannot be successful if you are not united. Erick Thohir further said that the timely arrangement of mobility of Asian Games athletes has been attempted through traffic engineering, the application of odd and even vehicle numbers and temporary holidays for school children in Jakarta. Economic research professor of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Sharif Hidayat, at the inauguration of research professor in auditorium LIPI Jakarta on Tuesday said, The regulation number 22/1999 on regional government authorizes the regional government to organize resources by looking at the potential regional diversity. Regional autonomy is expected to provide a listed authority and responsibility for development. However, Professor Sarip said that the reformation concept is needed so that the policy can answer the present challenges.
Reformasi konsep maupun kebijakan desentralisasi dan otonomi daerah.
Reformation concept of decentralization policy and regional autonomy is pragmatic, partialistic, and it is built based on a series of events. This can be assumed difficult to answer national problems. The solution of the concept of both decentralization policy and right regional autonomy is for the interests of Indonesian nation, and it is not for the government only. It is holistic and must be built based on the event. Furthermore, Professor Sarip Hidayat also explained that to more strongly build Indonesian nation, Indonesian people must be synergized by mutually supporting the policy between central and regional governments. He said the dynamic relation between central and regional government is also expected to create even development. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Leaders of 10 ASEAN member countries are scheduled to be present on the sidelines of International Tripan IMF and World Bank Grand Gathering in Bali next October 2018. This was reported by Chairman of the Annual Meeting of the IMF WB 2018, Peter Jacobs. He remarked on the sidelines of Bank Indonesia International Seminar on Big Data in Nusa Dua, Bali on Friday that he will hold high-level ASEAN leaders gathering on October 11, 2018. He also said that the high-level ASEAN leaders gathering is the side event on the sidelines of the IMF WB meeting, but it will become special because of being attended by state leaders in Southeast Asia, including Indonesia. The annual meeting of the IMF and World Bank here will be held in three main sessions. They are the opening by President Joko Widodo, a meeting of the IMF committee attended by all central bank governors, and meeting of the development committee, or DC, attended by finance ministers. Chief of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Willand Rampagile, has assured the public that 18 Asian Games will be free from smoke from land and forest fires. On the sidelines of Asian Games 2018 torch in Raja Ampat, West Papua province on Tuesday, he said that the central and regional governments have collaborated to handle and prevent smoke. The cooperation is aimed at assuring the public that there will be no longer small disaster in the rest of the year, particularly during the Asian Games. He also said that the central and regional government have taken strategic steps to prevent hotspots in the areas vulnerable to land and forest fires. The steps include familiarizing the public with the programs, mobilizing officers to conduct land and air patrols, mapping disaster-prone areas and applying weather-modifying technology to combat fires. The agency also has monitored hotspots so that it will not be late to extinguish the fires in peatland. Indonesia will host the 7th World Peace Forum to be participated in by 250 foreign local peacemakers and peacekeepers from August 14 to 16. The foreign participants would engage in exchange of views on various common challenges that world community members had been facing. This was stated by Indonesian President Special Envoy for Interfaith and Civilization Dialogue and Cooperation Din Samsudin in Jakarta more recently. He said that one of the upcoming World Peace Forum sessions is to showcase several active and former heads of government and states as speakers. The theme of the forum is Middle Path, a solution to the world civilizations. Din Samsudin also noted that the participants consist of religious speakers, intellectual policy makers, and active and former world leaders will help formulate several shared points of Jakarta message. Initiated by the Indonesian government, this conference is part of the efforts to contribute to the promotion of the world peace and the fair and prosperous order of the world civilization. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the Asian Games to be held in Jakarta and Palembang is not only a sport competition but also an event to bond, friendship and peace. This was disclosed by her during her meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the presidential office at the South Korean Blue House on Friday. In a written statement in Jakarta on Friday, as a special envoy of Indonesian President, Mr. Retno Marsudi directly submitted President Joko Widodo's invitation to President Moon to attend the opening ceremony of the Asian Games in Jakarta on August 18, 2018. She also welcomed the South Korean plant and North Korea to form joint teams in separate sports at the 2018 Asian Games, including women's basketball, canoeing, and rowing. President Moon expressed appreciation for the consistency of the Indonesian government in supporting peace on Korean Peninsula. On the occasion, President Moon also agreed with Minister Retno to improve concrete cooperation as a follow-up of the special strategic partnership that has been announced by both countries. Previously, Minister Retno Marsudi had a bilateral meeting with her counterpart, Minister Kang Kyung-wa, in Seoul on 26 of July. As a maritime country, Indonesia is a very important country for the industrialized countries. Thus, Indonesia must continue to strengthen its defense and security in maritime and border areas. This was affirmed by Professor Marsito from Defense Study at Defense University on Friday. He said that Indonesian maritime security cannot be separated from the condition of strategic environmental change, because this will cause various problems. Meanwhile, Minister of Defense Ria Misariachudu said that the commitment and achievement of Joko Widodo administration defense sector is unquestionable as budget increases to achieve minimal essential force MEF. In addition, the government improves prosperity and professionalism of Indonesian Police TNI soldiers, strengthens border posts in Kalimantan, Papua, and East Nusa Tenggara. In fact, Kalimantan border is equipped with chips to be monitored if there is a shift. The last item, the government of Indonesia is building high-speed internet infrastructure by targeting all districts across Indonesia. This was expressed by Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara during the National Children's Day Seminar 2018 in Jakarta on Thursday. He said that all districts and cities in Indonesia must be connected to high-speed internet network with the Paparin program in 2019. Puncak Jaya district in Papua is one of the areas in Indonesia that Minister Rudiantara has visited to gain first-hand information about the development of the high-speed internet network infrastructure. With the construction of high-speed internet network in the highest area in Papua province, school children in the area can also use the internet like their peers in Jakarta. Despite understanding the possible adverse effects of internet use on children, Minister Rudiantara affirmed that it cannot be a reason for the government to stop building high-speed internet infrastructure. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
from across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI VOI with news from across the country that brings interesting information from across Indonesia in a week. The first news came from Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta. The head of Agriculture and Food Department of Gunung Kidul, Insinyur Bambang Wisnu Broto, representing the region of Gunung Kidul with some other parties, carried out the 42-hectare plantation acceleration movement on last Sunday. During the paddy plantation movement, the head of Agriculture Department of Gunung Kidul told that the potential of rice field in Gunung Kidul encompassed up to 8,000 hectares. The target of the Luas Tambah Tanam program, or known also as the Extensive and Additional Plantation program, for the period of April to September 2018, almost hit 2,000. However, the accomplishment of the Extensive and Additional Plantation program, or LTT program, from July until present, approximately still only reached 40%. Insinyur Bambang Wisnu and the head of Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology of Jakarta, or BPPT Yogyakarta, expected the target of the extensive and additional plantation program to be fulfilled and even will achieve beyond the target, that is around 150%. Governor Anies Baswedan officially inaugurated the Green Open Space in Bull Square, Central Jakarta, which was revitalized on Wednesday night. Governor Anies Baswedan said that it was necessary to carry out revitalization in Lapangan Banteng, or Bull Square. The square marked significance in Indonesian nation's history. Around 1632 AD, the square was named Lapangan Pavilion or Pavilion Square. After the War of Napoleon involving Germany and England, the square's name was changed into Lapangan Singa or Lion Square. Then it was changed into Lapangan Banteng or Bull Square after the independence of Indonesia. Governor Anies Baswedan hoped the square will facilitate all citizens of Jakarta to establish interaction. Governor Anies Baswedan believed the programs that have been designed for the revitalization of Lapangan Banteng can support the realization of sports, arts, and cultural events in the square. According to him, Lapangan Banteng can be one of the main icons in Jakarta and Indonesia. Governor Anies Baswedan further said that every citizen of Jakarta has the equal right to enjoy Lapangan Banteng or Bull Square. Last news came from Madiun, East Java. The Archaeological Office of Yogyakarta conducted another excavation at Ngurawan site located in Ngurawan Village, a part of Palopo Village, Dolopo District, Madiun Regency, East Java. Head of research team of Ngurawan site, Rita Istari, said on last Sunday that the excavation was carried out from July 12th until 25, 2018. The excavation was still conducted in a house owned by Gatot Soeharto. Rita Istari explained that she and her team of 10 members still could not find any clue about the historical artifacts of Gelang-Gelang Kingdom until the last day of the excavation. She and her team concluded that the location of the excavation actually used to be a residence and not a structure of kingdom building. It was proven by the remaining shape of the building's foundation that resembled to normal houses. Therefore, Rita and her team plan to carry out more excavations in other locations on the next research. Unfortunately, they still could not make sure the exact time. As it is known, the research and excavation were conducted by the Archaeological Department of Yogyakarta after local residents frequently found antiquities and fragments believed to be archaeological remains. Some of the antiquities that were believed to be the remaining of the Gelang-Gelang Kingdom included umpak, yoni, antique earthenware, doorstep, relief of panel, and jobong sumuran, better known as a well whose border was composed from earthenware. Surrounding the location of the findings, there were also statue of Nandi or cow, statue of goddess Parwati, Jaladuwara or waterways, and a miniature of temple. The findings are now showcased in a small museum made by the owner of the land, thus visitors can enjoy them. That was news from across the country.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well listener, we start our report on 28 July 1976 about tremendous earthquake hit northern China. Tremendous earthquake rocked China in the morning around 3:45 AM precisely in Tangshan, a city located in the northern part of Beijing. The city was stricken by a 7.8 magnitude. The earthquake that only lasted for 23 seconds shattered one of the mining cities in China with a population more than 100 million people. Based on the record, the number of victims approximately reached up to 250,000 people. Now we move to the next event on July 28, 1990. That was Alberto Fujimori became the president of Peru and the third person of East Asian descendant ruling a non-Asian country. During his period, President Alberto Fujimori successfully revived the stability of macroeconomy after the era of President Alan Garcia and brought peace to the conflicting countries. President Fujimori was also successful in freeing dozens of hostages that were captured by a rebellious movement led by Tupac Amaru during the attack of Japanese ambassador residence in Lima. Despite of his prominent contribution for the country, President Alberto Fujimori was also criticized for being a dictatorial leader. A corruption scandal involving the head of the Peruvian intelligence had degraded President Fujimori's popularity. In the end, 2000, after the APEC meeting in Brunei, President Fujimori went to Japan and resigned as the President of Peru by sending a letter of resignation via facsimile. The letter was delivered to the embassy of Peru in Japan, however, eventually he was captured and extradited to Peru. We end our segment Today in History with an event from 28 July 1995. Vietnam was accepted as the seventh member of ASEAN. As the Cold War started to come to an end, the change of international structure system has brought about several consequences for the leaders of Vietnam to examine their foreign policies. The new format of Vietnam foreign policy that began to be more adapted for its neighborhood countries was characterized by a series of actions and plans supporting the member countries of Association of Southeast Asian, ASEAN, to terminate negative judgment about Vietnam as a threat. Vietnam realized that the new ASEAN focused on striving economic goals. As the attempt to achieve these goals, ASEAN countries firstly have to create stability instead of making demands, for instance, democratization or intervention on other countries' affairs. The membership of Vietnam in ASEAN was proposed as a strategy to achieve the main goal of ASEAN. The goal was establishing the ASEAN 10 minute, the ASEAN that was constituted by the whole ASEAN countries. Listener, that was Student History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI VOI with My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia opens a new international standard oil and gas training center. Bintuni Bay District, West Papua, now has a technical training center for industrial oil and gas. The oil and gas training center is of an international standard and is the largest in eastern Indonesia. It was established on the cooperation of the government of Bintuni Bay Regency with Petrotecno Oil and Gas Company. This training center will provide national and international accreditation programs. It is built on an area of 9,300 square meters in Kampung Beimas, Bintuni Timur District, and equipped with student dormitories. The training center aims to produce human resources in the field of oil and gas that are TAUK as well as internationally certified. Technical Training Center for Industrial Oil and Gas was inaugurated by West Papua Governor Domingus Mandacan in Bintuni Bay, one of the oil and gas producing regions in West Papua, Monday, July 23rd. In his speech, the governor said, "This training center is one of the answers to reduce unemployment. Since West Papua has become a special autonomous region, the local government has provided opportunities for the indigenous Papuans to be able to find employment through this training." The first group of trainees, consisting 100 people, will undergo training for 4 months. 90% of them are indigenous Papuans from Bintuni Bay. Meanwhile, in a written statement quoted by Antara, head of Special Unit for Upstream Oil and Gas Business Activity, Amin Sunaryadi, said many data have mentioned that oil and gas content in Papua is very big. Therefore, many investors expressed interest to invest in oil and gas in Papua, like from China, Europe, and the United States. Amin Sunaryadi said the exploration of new oil and gas reserves in Papua will begin in 2019. That was My Indonesia Today.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. The Krati Economy Agency Backrap continues to introduce Dandut to wider market through a special program, Dan Hello Dandut, at the 2019 Pavilion Archipelago South by Southwest SXSW to be held on March 8 until 17, 2019. Chairman of the Organizing Committee of Asian Games Indonesia, Nascot Erick Thohir in Jakarta on Friday reported to the chief of the Asian Games Steering Committee, which is concurrently Vice President of Indonesia Yusuf Kalla, various preparations that had been already carried out ahead of the 2018 Asian Games. Economic Research Professor of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Sarif Hidayat, at the inauguration of Research Professor in Auditorium LIPI Jakarta on Tuesday said, the Regulation No. 22-1999 on Regional Government authorizes the regional government to organize resources by looking at potential and regional diversity. Leaders of the 10 ASEAN member countries are scheduled to be present on the sidelines of the International Monetary Fund IMF and World Bank Grand Gathering in Bali next October 2018. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that the Asian Games to be held in Jakarta and Palembang is not only a sport competition, but also an event to bond, friendship, and peace. As a maritime country, Indonesia is a very important country for the industrialized countries. Thus, Indonesia must continue to strengthen its defense security in maritime and border areas. This was a point by Professor Marsito from Defense Study at Defense University on Friday. The government of Indonesia is building high-speed internet infrastructure by targeting all districts across Indonesia. This was expressed by Minister of Communication and Informatics Rudiantara during the National Children's Day Seminar 2018 in Jakarta on Thursday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia,
is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Pokea Satay from Southeast Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listener, if you are on holiday in Indonesia, and especially in Southeast Sulawesi, please spend your time to find and enjoy Pokea Satay, because the satay is one of the Southeast Sulawesi typical foods, which has the main ingredient from freshwater shell. The satay is usually sold around the beach, but at Pohara Village, Bondowala District, Konawe Regency in Southeast Sulawesi Province, there are many stalls which sell Pokea Satay. Listener, in local language, Pokea means shell, an endemic animal in Southeast Sulawesi. The shell only lives in Pohara River, Konawe Regency. Pohara Village is located around 25 kilometers from Kendari. The village can be accessed through land transportation by bus to Kendari, Unaha City, which is the capital city of Konawe Regency. It takes only 1 hour. Thus, from Unaha City by public transportation, you can directly reach Pohara Village. Pokea Satay is one of typical foods which makes Pohare Village popular. Listener, Pokea is well known as one of shells which contains of high nutrition. Besides, Pokeamide contains of substance which can help expedite the liver in human body. The extract shell meat is also believed as medicine of rheumatism and arthritis diseases. The price of pokea satay is cheap, only 1,000 rupees per skewer. Pokea satay consists of shell meat which is given a little bit spicy and sweet ingredients, usually eaten along with empty lemper, which is roasted and steamed, namely gogos. Lemper is an Indonesian savory snack made of glutinous rice. In one portion of pokea satay, there are 6 skewers, which is served with peanut sauce. Listener, pokea satay from Pohara Hamlet is well known on its delicacy and makes Pohara Hamlet become tourist destination. Making process of the satay is also simple. It is started by boiling water, then put in the shells until well done, and the clam of the shell will be opened. In order the shell will be well done evenly, pull out the meat of the shell from its clam, let it in boiling water for a while, then lift it. After that, it's taped by using skewer. One skewer consists of 5 until 6 slices of shell meats, and the last put the satay on plate. The main ingredient is peanut. Its savory of the ingredient is the way to cook it. Making process of the ingredient is started by mixing peanut with shrimp paste. Then, cook it on fire by being added with broth of shell boiling water, entering soya sauce, palm sugar, and cook it until well done and the ingredients become thick. Listener, that was pokea satay, typical food from Southeast Sulawesi. Besides its delicious taste, this satay also has benefit for our body. That was our segment Indonesian for today. I'm Putri Savitri Adela. Thank you for listening. Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Miscellany. Fashion industry in Indonesia is fastly developing. It can be seen from the mushrooming fashion industry in the country. There are already many words of famous Indonesian designers that have entered the international market. In its development, more and more young designers have a successful career in the fashion industry. Muslim fashion, or also called modest fashion, has increasingly got the stage in the fashion world. Indonesia, as a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, now has a special international Muslim fashion. On Thursday, 26 July 2018, Jakarta Modest Fashion Week, or JMFW, was officially opened. Located in a shopping center in South Jakarta, JMFW presents 27 Indonesian designers and 18 foreign designers from Russia, Canada to the United Arab Emirates, who will feature their latest collections. Mm-hmm. the founder of Modest Fashion Week Global, Franka Surya, revealed JMFW 2018 would not only showcase fashion only, but there are also creative content such as talk show and educational workshop about fashion. The selection of Jakarta as the first location of this prestigious event is due to the talent and potential of the designers here. In addition, Modest Fashion in Asia has a rapidly growing market share. This is because the modest wear is a fashion that cannot only be used by Muslim women, but also non-Muslims. JMFW 2018 is the fourth of its kind after previously successfully held in Istanbul, London, and Dubai. The event was initiated by Think Fashion and Mark Emery. That was today's edition of Miscellany with the topic Jakarta Modest Fashion Week. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Indonesia is the largest archipelagic country in the world. Indonesia, a country with diverse ethnicities, cultures, and languages, where the hospitality of its people becomes a thing to be missed. Are you dreaming of visiting this beautiful land? Come on! Realize your dream by following VOI International Quiz 2018. If you're lucky, you will get a vacation and enjoy the charm of Indonesia for free. You just need to answer the following question. 1. Please mention one or more historic buildings in Bandung that you know. 2. How do you listen to Voice of Indonesia? Streaming or shortwave? And why? 3. What is your favorite program? Send your answer, along with your identity, passport number, and passport expiry date to voiquiz2018@voinews.id before July 31st, 2018, 2400 hours UTC. VOI International Quiz 2018, presented by RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Putri, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you Stereomantic. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Insomnia. Happy listening! Listener, you have just listened to a song entitled Insomnia by Stereomantic. The song tells about a person suffering from insomnia, or known also as the difficulty of having sleep. His insomnia is actually caused by his past reminiscences that keep haunting him on his dream. Through this song, the man expresses his hope that his sweetheart can compensate the time he had wasted in order to attempt to sleep. Stereomantic is a duo music group consisting of Arul as the electronic synth and guitar player and Maria Ferrari as the lead vocalist. The name Stereomantic was derived from the word stereo, which means balance, and romantic, which means romantic. The name of Stereomantic implies another meaning that the duo group possesses balance power both in their music and in their lyrics, and those features are packaged in romantic composition. Listener, let's listen to the next song from Stereomantic entitled Hingga Kutiada. Listener, that was the song entitled Hingga Kutiada by Stereomantic. Presented in joyful arrangement, this song entitled Hingga Kutiada envisages a story about two lovers that always spend their time together, even though this wonderful tale is only a depiction of imagination. The character of this song hopes he can accompany his lover for the rest of his life. Stereomantic started their career in 2006 with their pop electronic genre. the early works of Stereomantic achieved grand success in public at the time. However, in 2017, Stereomantic decided to change their genre from pop electronic to acoustic or ordinary pop. Despite of their change, Stereomantic's fans remain loyal to devote their love and support for the duo group. Listener, that was some brief information about Stereomantic. To conclude our segment, Music Corner for today, we will present you two last songs from Stereomantic entitled Pergi Jauh and Seperti Apa Rasanya Luka. I'm Putri Safitri Adela, happy listening and see you on the next edition of Music Corner.
Indonesia. VOR. Today's sound.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.